straight into Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. How are you, Adam?
Morning, Meadow. Morning, Laws. How's the morning going today?
Very good.
Going well, but we're just sort of a little bit of doom and gloom around because we're thinking about this weather that may or may not come.
It's a worry, Laws. It's a worry. We haven't sort of had it yet, have we? Which is a good sign. But I'll just keep looking at the forecast. Not so much for today. There's a fair bit of rain predicted for today, but more for tomorrow. This rain tomorrow is going to be very heavy. You don't want it 24 hours out from race day. And I'd be very surprised if we're not working on a very heavy track for Saturday at the moment.
Let's talk the footy tonight first. So Storm and Broncos. Are we absolutely convinced that Cameron Munster's playing tonight?
Yeah, good question, Mido, because this injury has been a real concern for the Storm. They haven't been able to quite work out exactly what's been holding him back for so long, sort of towards the back end of the preseason, the first sort of 4 weeks of the competition. There's been talks of obviously being a groin injury, but there's been some whispers it's a bit more serious with osteitis pubis that he's been struggling with. He hasn't done a whole lot of running, I don't think, but Craig Bellamy's obviously sent enough now to roll him out against Brisbane in round five. And I was having a chat to Joey during the week, and Loz, I think you might probably struggle with sort of groins, osteitis, pubis throughout your career. Joey was sort of saying that it really
different
messed
reasons.
With your head.
Oh, that'll do me.
Sorry, I left the door open there, didn't I?
What are you laughing at?
Looks, mate, it's not your 30-year premiership reunion yet, all right?
Joey was saying, Mido, that he had a similar issue throughout his career and just it got into his head. He really struggled to accelerate through the line. He was just fearful every time he went for a period of about 18 months there that he was going to tear it again. So I'd imagine that Cameron's going to probably have a few little concerns in the back of his mind tonight. It'll be interesting to see when he takes off for that first time. But we know how crucial he is to the Storm. It's good to see him back on the park. Let's hope he's right to go and get through it and continue playing up to sort of the state of origin period for Queensland.
What about this West Tigers strategic plan? What can you tell us about it?
Well, the one thing I do know, Loz, is they didn't put a marker on how many premierships or top fours or top eights they want to achieve. How funny is it when you see teams do that in the past? I think the most famous one was, it's going back a fair while ago now, I think the Bulldogs came out with one and said, oh, we want to win 2 premierships in the next 5 years. Yeah. Well, guess what?
That's hard to do.
They didn't win a premiership in the next 5 years. So it sort of sets you up for failure a little bit. But the Tigers have been very clever about how they've done this. And the main talking point out of this strategic plan is the effort they want to put into that Campbelltown area to try and, I suppose, foster the juniors they've got down there. They're opening up a newish sort of office down there in Campbelltown as well. So it's been a good start to the year for them. This document's always been in the works for the last few months. Shane Richardson's been open and speaking about it for a while now. And let's hope they can achieve what their aims are. And I only saw next to their NRL team, no ceiling. That was the words they used, no ceiling, how high they can go.
Just awful news yesterday. Stefano Cerchi, young jockey, 23 years of age, died after that fall in Canberra a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, just terrible, Mido. We know he came out to ride on a short-term stint doing some work with Annabelle Neesham. And we know he had that fall a couple of weeks ago in Canberra. And a lot of people having their thoughts and prayers, particularly a lot of the outpouring of emotion from over in Europe, where he was obviously very well known as a jockey. And just terrible, terrible news yesterday. So our hearts go out to his family and friends. Just shocking news. A young man, so only 23 years old, coming out to ride in Australia. And tragically, he's lost his life after a fall in Canberra. So, yeah, just goes to show again, boys, what a horribly dangerous game we're involved in.
Mate, you have a good day.
See you, boys.